earth, sky.
When we look across primates, you know, primates that grow their teeth fast tend to have shorter childhoods and begin reproducing, you know, at relatively young ages, and they tend to have short lifespans. So there's this correlation or this relationship between, you know, how long you take to grow your teeth and what your overall growth and development is like.
You're listening to Harvard anthropologist Tanya Smith, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. In November 2010, she published a study examining how Neanderthals grew and developed compared to humans using clues from fossilized teeth. She spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
What we did in our study was we looked at a sample of juvenile Neanderthals from across Europe, from different time periods and from different geographic locations and of different sort of developmental stages. And what we found was that those Neanderthals were actually younger than you would have expected based on modern developmental standards. I mean, they seem to have developed quickly, and the interesting thing about their tooth development is that that relates to their overall growth and development. By inference, the fact that the Neanderthals are growing their teeth in a relatively rapid way or over a relatively short period of time suggests that their lifespans may have been abbreviated. They may have been reproducing a little bit, you know, younger than modern humans would have been reproducing, and that their overall growth and development was a little different from our own.
Neanderthal evolution has been a subject of a lot of study and debate for decades. So going into your study, what specific questions were you looking to answer?
Well, as an evolutionary biologist, I'm interested in general about what makes humans unique. And we've known for a long time that, for example, our development is really different from other living primates. And so a fundamental question I've wanted to ask is when and in which species, you know, fossil species, do we find this sort of modern developmental conditions? And so the Neanderthals are an interesting comparator because they're sort of our closest, you know, our closest cousins, if you will, in the fossil record. And so if we shared a condition with the Neanderthals, it's likely that that would have been found in an ancestor. But if Neanderthals were like earlier fossil humans, showing more rapid growth and development, it would suggest then that we're sort of unique in this way as well.
So can you explain how you used fossilized teeth to deduce how fast the Neanderthals matured?
Absolutely. Teeth are a really interesting system because they actually contain tiny clocks inside them. And these tiny clocks register each day of their development as they're being formed. And these clocks don't remodel or reorganize themselves after development. So there's this really beautiful record, sort of like rings in tree trunks, that allows us to read the speed and the time of formation inside teeth. Not only do they have these little clocks, but they also contain a record of birth. There's actually a birth certificate in all our mouths, which is the tool we use to calculate absolute ages. Once you can find the birth line, you can add each one of these little days that we find microscopically to get an estimate of how old a juvenile fossil was when it died.
In the link you sent me, it showed the different things you can actually physically see inside the teeth. Can you describe that?
So in the video, or in the majority of the work that we did in this study, we use this really interesting and new technique, which is called virtual histology. And so using powerful synchrotron X-rays, we're able to see inside teeth and actually see these microscopic lines with a very high magnification. And so what we did for each individual was we used particularly the first molar tooth, again, because it contains this birth certificate, and we were able to go in, find this line, and then reconstruct, you know, using this record of development, you know, exactly how long each particular tooth took to form.
And so what did the Neanderthal teeth look like compared to early human teeth? What were the major differences that you saw?
The major differences in that the Neanderthal teeth showed shorter formation times on average. So, for example, a human first molar, the crown or the enamel part, takes about 3 years to grow. And in the Neanderthals, we found that they were actually finishing formation in about 2.5 years. And that actually allowed them to finish then the root growth and maybe even come into the mouth earlier. And that seemed to be true of all of the molar teeth. So the Neanderthals were growing their teeth over a shorter period of time, And in some ways, they were growing them in a faster way. And that was what allowed them to sort of dentally mature faster, is actually by having less days inside of each individual tooth and then pushing them out into the mouth, you know, quicker than we would. And you can imagine that's helpful from a functional perspective. If you've got your full dentition in place, you know, at a younger age, you're more able to process food and to be, you know, independent.
So what difference does a longer childhood make?
People have speculated that by having a longer period of growth and development, there's more time for neurological development and for social learning.
The idea that that gave humans a competitive advantage is, as opposed to what you would think is the functional advantage of being more grown up at a younger age.
Yeah, I mean, people have speculated that, you know, by having a more complex social system, for example, or having more sophisticated cognitive development, we may have been able to evolve tools or behaviors, we may have been able to use tools or, you know, use behaviors that allowed us to sort of compete with the Neanderthals. And we were living at the same time in Europe, for example, and there's a lot of debate about what it was that, you know, gave us the evolutionary edge. And it seems to be the case that, you know, for example, we use symbolic behaviors in a different way, you know, that we see some unique tools that are associated with modern humans. And so it's possible that these things were possible because we had more relaxation, if you will, in a developmental sense, or we had more time for this process of learning and developing.
So what does this research add to what's already known about the evolution of Neanderthals compared to early humans? Essentially, what's new here?
I think that what we're doing is finally answering a question that's been debated for over 80 years, which is whether Neanderthals grew and developed just like modern humans did. And if you use just studies of their brain size or their body size, you know, people have argued for a while that they must be just like us because they have big brains and big bodies. And what this research shows, using a large sample, or a relatively large sample, is that Neanderthals weren't just like us in this way. And actually, it looks like this may be something that's unique to our own species, this developmental condition.
You've been listening to Tanya Smith, an assistant professor in the Department of Human Evolutionary Biology at Harvard University. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.